This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So you've poured countless hours, maybe a significant budget, and just tons of resources into getting a new service ready. It's built, it's tested, it looks great. But here's the burning question, right? How do you make sure it doesn't just launch, but actually performs? That it gets the traction it deserves? It can feel like a really high-stakes moment, can't it?
It absolutely can. And the core idea here, as the source material points out, is that even the most amazing service just won't get that traction unless you've got a strategic, a data-driven way to promote it.
Okay.
So today, our deep dive is going to uncover what they call a repeatable framework for promoting new services, one that aims to balance getting seen fast with that really crucial long-term ROI.
And for you listening, our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're diving deep into insights from an article by Joe Medico, who's the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing. The article's called Promoting New Service Offerings for Maximum Impact.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and our goal is simple. Help you make sure your next service offering gets noticed by the right people right away.
Okay.
So let's kick things off. First, crucial step, a multi-channel announcement strategy. Now, when you're launching something new, it's tempting maybe to just send one big email or, I don't know, put up a single LinkedIn post and hope for the best.
Right. Easy to fall into that.
But what does it really mean to meet your audience where they already are? And why is just relying on one thing often, well, a non-starter?
Yeah, it means adopting what the article calls a layered approach. Mm-hmm. And the real genius here isn't just being on lots of channels. It's about coordinating your message across them. Think about it.
Okay.
You see the new service mentioned in an email, then maybe you see a targeted ad for it, and a post pops up on social media.
Yeah.
That consistency, it builds a sense of like ubiquity and trust.
Ah, right. Amplifies things.
Exactly. It amplifies your reach and builds awareness much faster than just one channel ever could. So this strategy involves using things like Google Ads and display campaigns for that instant visibility.
Okay, immediate hit.
Yeah, and then retargeting ads for those audiences who've already shown some interest, you know, high-intent people. Email announcements, of course, to re-engage your existing leads.
Can't forget email.
Never. And organic social posts, but with good visuals and really clear calls to action. Even things like website pop-ups or banners promoting the new service right there on your site.
So it's unavoidable, almost.
Sort of. It's about saturating the spaces where your potential customers are actually spending their time. This is especially key if you're targeting, say, time-sensitive opportunities. You need that coordinated push.
That layered approach definitely sounds comprehensive for, you know, making that immediate splash. But what happens after that? When the initial buzz maybe starts to fade a little, how do we make sure the content we create at launch keeps working for us, becomes a true, like, evergreen traffic driver? This next strategy feels really important for the long game.
Yeah, this is where optimizing for search, right from day one, becomes absolutely vital. The article really emphasizes that every single piece of content you put out, every landing page, blog post, even press releases, needs to be SEO ready from the get-go.
From the start.
From the very start. You need to do your keyword research, find out the exact terms your audience is already searching for.
Makes sense.
Then you strategically weave those terms into your page titles, your H1 headings, your meta descriptions. Build them into your internal linking strategy. And importantly, use structured data that's schema markup, especially for your service pages.
Schema, okay, explain that a bit more.
Sure. It's basically special code you add to your page that helps search engines, like Google, understand exactly what your service page is about. It tells them, for instance, hey, this is a financial consulting service, or this is a web design package.
Ah, so it gives them context.
Precisely. And that can lead to richer search results, you know, things like star ratings or maybe even pricing showing up directly in the search results. Oh. Launching with this SEO-friendly structure, just baked right in, ensures your service stays visible, stays discoverable long after that initial promo push is over.
Right. It keeps paying dividends. Okay. So you've captured that initial interest with the multi-channel push. You've got SEO working for you long term. People are clicking through. Now, the landing page, this feels like the critical point where interest hopefully turns into actual action. It feels like this page can really make or break the launch, right?
Oh, absolutely. A strong landing page is designed purely for conversion. That's its job.
Single focus.
Exactly. Yeah. It needs to very clearly explain the value proposition. What problem does this new service solve? What specific benefit does it offer the customer? And don't underestimate the power of social proof. testimonials, case studies if you have them.
What if it's brand new, no testimonials yet?
Good question. If it's brand new, the article suggests maybe highlighting your team's expertise or perhaps quoting feedback from early beta testers if you had any. Anything that builds that initial trust.
Okay.
And then you need bold, action-driven calls to action CTAs. Make it completely obvious what you want the visitor to do next. Sign up, learn more, request a demo, whatever it is.
Right, don't make them guess.
No guesswork. Remember, this is where all your paid traffic is likely going, so it has to convert effectively. And the source also gives some really practical advice. Include tracking scripts for heat maps to see where people are clicking, for click data, and definitely for conversion events.
So you can see what's actually happening.
Precisely. This lets you A-B test different headlines, different CTAs, maybe different layouts, and then you can quickly adapt the page after launch based on how real users are interacting with it. Even small tweaks here, honestly, can make a huge difference to your conversion rates.
Okay, that makes sense. Small changes, big impact potential. Now, speaking of paid traffic, let's talk about driving that quick traction, getting qualified leads in the door fast. What are the smart ways to use paid search campaigns? And maybe what's a common rookie mistake the article warns against that you see people making?
Yeah, PPC campaigns, paid search, they are pretty essential for driving fast traction and getting those high intent leads quickly. People who are actively looking.
Ready to buy, potentially?
Potentially, yes. But a crucial warning from the source, and honestly, it's a super common pitfall, is targeting the wrong keywords. Or, just as bad, neglecting your negative keyword list.
Ah, the negatives. Tell us.
Negative keywords tell Google what not to show your ads for. Mm-hmm. So if you sell, say, high-end Apple computers, you want to add pie, recipe, cider as negative so you don't waste money on people looking for actual Apple.
Right. Otherwise, you're just burning cash.
Exactly. It's like pouring water into a leaky bucket. Your budget just disappears without reaching the right people. So effective strategies involve, one, running branded campaigns to protect your own space on the search results page. Make sure when someone searches your company name, you show up first.
Control your turf.
Then use very service-specific keywords to capture that high-intent traffic people searching explicitly for what you offer. And definitely use remarketing audiences. Show ads to people who've already visited your site or are on your email lists.
Keep reminding them.
Gently, yes. And the big emphasis here is pairing all your Google Ads efforts with precise conversion tracking. You have to be able to directly measure the return on investment, so what's actually leading to leads or sales, and then optimize your spending based on that data. Double down on what works.
That tracking piece seems to connect everything. Which brings us nicely to the final, and you can argue maybe the most crucial step, understanding what's really working through granular attribution. So what actionable insights can we get from this? What does it mean for, you know, ongoing success and optimizing things after the launch dust settles?
It means your job isn't done when someone clicks the ad. Not even close. The article really stresses you need tools like Google Tag Manager, your CRM system, whatever you use, to trace every interaction, every lead, back to where it originally came from.
Follow the breadcrumbs.
Exactly. Follow the breadcrumbs. This level of tracking is vital. It includes understanding different attribution models, like first touch and last touch, basically. Different ways to figure out which marketing effort gets the credit for a conversion. Was it the first ad they saw or the last one they clicked?
Okay, different perspectives.
Different perspectives, both useful. You absolutely need to be using UTM tracking for all your campaign links. Those little codes you add to URLs, they tell you exactly where your traffic came from, which specific ad, which email, which social post. Invaluable.
Essential for knowing what's working.
Totally. And then, of course, you need to monitor your funnel performance channel by channel. See where people are dropping off. And break down your cost per lead for each different strategy. Is email cheaper than paid search for leads? You need to know.
Wow. Okay. That's deep.
It is. But this granular insight, this level of detail, lets you see exactly which strategies are hitting the mark, which ones aren't, and maybe even why. It means you can confidently double down on what delivers the best results and smartly pivot or stop spending on what's not. It ensures your budget is always working its absolute hardest for you.
So if we kind of pull everything we've discussed today together, the big message from this deep dive seems really clear. Promoting new service offerings successfully isn't about just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's not guesswork. It's about purpose and precision.
Precisely. That's a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
The source really reiterates it's all about having a coordinated strategy, using full funnel analytics, seeing the whole journey, and making decisions backed by actual data.
Right.
From that very first impression somebody has all the way through to the final conversion, every single touch point matters. And that's maybe even more true in today's fast-moving markets where, let's face it, attention spans are short and the competition is just incredibly high.
Absolutely. So thinking about that constantly shifting digital landscape and how fragmented audience attention is becoming, here's a final thought for you to chew on. How might these core principles we talked about, multi-channel presence, solid SEO, conversion-focused design, targeted paid ads, and that deep tracking, how might they need to adapt even further in the future to make sure new offerings don't just get noticed but actually thrive? And maybe more immediately, what specific element from our discussion today will you perhaps apply or at least reconsider in your own approach next time you launch something new?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.